Beware of flattery. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse number 16 is where we're beginning. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse number 16. Eternity Magazine once told of a sidewalk flower vendor who was doing very little business, and suddenly a happy thought struck him, and he put up a new sign, and it said, buy a gardenia, it will make you feel important all day long. Almost immediately, the sales began to increase, and the reason is because people love to feel inflated, and their innermost nature thrives on attention that caters to their pride. It all has to do with flattery. That is the reason that God warns us, beware of flattery. Beware of flattery. And tonight as we look at this, beginning with verse number 16 of Proverbs chapter 2, and we're going to be looking at a lot of verses tonight to deal with the subject of flattery. Proverbs chapter 16, chapter 2, verse number 16. Proverbs 2, 16. To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words. She flattereth with her words. I want to begin tonight by defining flattery. I think it's good that we know exactly what we're talking about. And I looked up in several different dictionaries to find definitions. What does it mean by flattery? What are we talking about? To flatter is to praise or to compliment someone, especially insincerely, or to win favor. Another definition from the Merriam-Webster dictionary says it means to praise excessively, especially from motives of self-interest. Cambridge Dictionary said it is making someone look or seem better or more attractive than usual. Flattery is when people say things that make you feel good or make you like them, or it's some kind of often insincere compliments that draw our attention. Now, the Hebrew words. Through the book of Proverbs, there are several different words that are translated as flattery. And I looked at their definitions, and as a whole, the main definition of most of these words is it means to be smooth or to be slippery. It is like oil that is slippery. You ever tried to hang on a jar that's got oil on it? You just hang on that thing, and I'm going to fall out of my hands any second. It's slippery. That's what the word literally means. It means slippery or smooth. And because of that, it is applied to smoothness of character or seductiveness of character. It is the deceitfulness that people use to try to, in a slippery way, trick you into something that you wouldn't normally want to do. And so it is flattery. Flattery, then, if we just put it in a basic definition, is the use of insincere compliments, praise, or charming comments with the motive of winning one's trust for personal gain. Trying to gain something from someone else, often used by salesmen, to try to get you to do something you don't want to do. I remember years ago, there was a Kirby salesman that came to our house, and usually I don't let him in, but our old vacuum cleaner that we used was noisy. It sounded like a freight train when you turn it on, so we'd have to wear headphones to cover up our ears because it was so noisy, and it only picked up half of the dirt. And so he comes in, and he's telling us all these things, you know, about his Kirby machine. And I remember one of the questions he said to us, he says, "You certainly wouldn't use a vacuum cleaner that doesn't pull up dirt, would you?" And we all started laughing because they knew we did. But he was trying to make us feel good. You know, he was trying to make us, you know, like his product. And that we didn't buy his product because it was way too expensive. But we did listen to what he had to say. And he cleaned our sofa for us. So he got us a free clean of our sofa. But anyway, it was using a form of sales pitch or flattery to try to get us to buy his product. Now, when we were in Papua New Guinea, one of the things that it's interesting, they've got an interesting name for people who flatter. They call them a grease man. Now, a grease man because they're always greasing you to try to get you to do it their way. When we first moved to the village of Awara in Papua New Guinea, there were loads of people that were friendly. Everybody wanted to give us a hand. Do you need anything? Can we help anything? Well, all they were was grease men. They were trying to butter us up to try to get something from us. Oh, white man coming to the village. I'm going to get some money off of him if I be his friend. And so they said, well, when are you going to build a store? I'm not building a store. I'm building a church. Oh, when are you going to build an outpost? I'm not doing that. I'm building a church. And they kept all of us. After about 3 or 4 weeks, they started catching on that we weren't there to build a store. We weren't there to give them money. We weren't there to help them, you know, physically in these ways, but we were to build a church. And then they started drifting off. All right? They weren't interested in that. They just wanted something that might pad their pocket a little bit and make them more wealthy. So they were greasemen trying to get something out of it. They're flattery. Now, flattery is often no more than enticing lies. It's no more than enticing lies. Why do we listen to flattery? Well, the answer is very basic. The answer is because we like compliments, we like praise, and we like charm. It feeds our pride. We like that. So we need to be very careful about flattery. Flattery is something that can really be destructive, and it can hurt us if we're not careful about it. So we need to be very careful. We understand what the Bible says about flattery so we don't fall for it in a wrong way and get ourselves hurt. And so this evening, as we look at this, I want us to go through Proverbs. And first of all, we're going to look at flattery described. How does God describe flattery in the Bible, especially here in the book of Proverbs? And a lot of it, not all, but a lot of the verses deal with immoral people using flattery for their gain. And he mentions in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 16, the verse that we opened with, to deliver this wisdom was to deliver them from the strange woman, from the stranger that flattereth with her words. So she's flattering. She's saying things to attract men to herself, things that would get their attention. Turn over a couple pages to Proverbs chapter 6 in verse number 24. Proverbs chapter 6 in verse number 24. To keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of the strange woman. Again, he says that a evil woman or a strange woman flatters with her tongue. Now, the strange woman, remember, isn't weird. She hasn't got three ears in a cross-eyed, it means that she is not yours. She's strange to you. She's not your wife. All right? So any woman that is not your wife can be a strange woman. Now, in the Bible, it is usually not just another woman, but it's one who was an evil woman that wasn't your wife. Now, Proverbs chapter 7, just the next chapter over, verse number 5, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger that flatters with her words. Again, she's using her words to flatter, to bribe, to draw attention to herself. Chapter 7, verse 21. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield, and with the flattering of her lips, she forced him. Back a chapter earlier, chapter 5 and verse number 3, a couple chapters earlier, it says that for the lips of the strange woman droppeth in honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. That phrase, smoother than oil, is the same word, flattery. Smoother than oil. So her words are smoother than oil. Now, Solomon warns us of this woman that is using flattery for her advantage. But men, we need to be careful. Women aren't the only ones that flatter. Men often do it too. Perhaps even more than the women do, but Solomon was writing to his son about the evil women in the world. And so the flattery is can be both involve men and women. Now, if an opposite gender compliments your body or your beauty, you need to beware. Now, it doesn't mean that it's always wrong, but it can be. You need to be on guard if that happens. If they flatter your body or your beauty, if they're boasting about, they're complimenting that, you need to beware, though it is not always wrong. And we'll see about that a little bit later, of how you can have sincere compliments. If the compliment is genuine and sincere, hey, you look nice today, that's a genuine compliment. If it's not done in a way to try to get something from you, if it's simply just letting you know that you look nice today, that's not an evil thing. If someone says that to you, you don't need to think, oh, strange person. Oh, they're going to get me. No, you don't need to think like that. But you do need to be aware. It ought to come to your mind. Why are they saying that about me? Is it true? Or are they trying to get something from me? And many times it can be genuine, it can be sincere. And so we don't rule out all of this and say any kind of compliment is evil. No, that's not right. We need to compliment each other, and it's important that we do, and it's the right thing. But we need to do it sincerely and not for wrong motives. So we'll be learning a little bit how we can discern that in a few moments. Now, flattery also can be very harmful. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 28. Turn over several chapters this time. Proverbs chapter 26 and verse number 28. Proverbs 26, 28. A lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin. A flattering mouth worketh ruin. It can ruin you if you listen to a flattering mouth. You know, the salesman that comes and sells you something that is extravagant. Recently, someone told me that they about a salesman that was selling something that was worth about a dollar or two, and he was selling for $200. And people were buying it because they thought it was something unique and genuine. Well, that's not right. That's dishonest. Flattery sometimes can cause us to fall for things like that, where we buy something we shouldn't buy. When we bought our house, I suppose you could call this a form of flattery. The guy that sold us our house, or the sales rep, he was coming to the house, and he was taking us to different houses. And I remember this one house he took us in. A lot of the rooms were painted black. And then, you know, he said, "Oh, doesn't that look pretty?" I said, "No, I don't really like black." "Oh, yeah, I agree. Black is not very nice." I mean, he'd say whatever you wanted to hear. He came to the house we bought, and we get in there, and three of the bedrooms are painted bright pink. We got three boys. And he's going through, and he says, "Oh, it's bright." I said, "Yeah, but we got three boys." "Yeah, I don't like pink either." You know, I mean, he would say anything you wanted to hear just to try to get you to buy it. Now, I didn't buy the house because he tried to convince me the pink was okay. We bought the house because it suited our needs. But he was one of those chameleons that would change and say anything you wanted to hear in order to get you to buy. That's a type of flattery. And if we fall for the wrong thing, it can lead us astray. It can get us into big trouble. Proverbs chapter 28, another page or so over in your Bible. Proverbs 28, look at verse number 23. Proverbs 28, verse 23. "He that rebuketh a man afterwards shall find more favor than he that flattereth with his tongue." What is God saying? God's saying sometimes it's better, though it hurts, it's better to be rebuked by someone than to be flattered by someone. If you need to be rebuked, that'll do you more good than someone patting you on the back and saying, "Hey, you're a great guy." You know, the flattery boosts our ego, but it doesn't necessarily help our character. So sometimes we need to be rebuked. That's better for us. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse number 5. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse number 5. Flattery makes a trap that is easy to slip into. It says here, "A man that flattereth his neighbor spreadeth a net for his feet." He's flattering. He's setting a trap. He's opening up the net for your feet to catch you. He's trying to catch you in some way. Something he's saying is for his benefit. He's trying to get you to fall for it. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse number 5. Proverbs 29 verse 5. Now, back up a few chapters to chapter 16 verse 29. I usually put these in order, but I left a couple of them out of order. Proverbs 16 and verse number 29. We find here that it leads us the wrong direction. Proverbs 16 verse 29. "A violent man entices his neighbor and leadeth him in the way that is not good." All right, the word entice there is the same word that's been translated flatter. He is enticing or flattering. He's trying to entice you, trying to lure you through his words. And that will hurt you. It's not good. So we can see here that flattery is often used by immoral people for wrong reasons. It's also used by salesmen and other people like that to try to get you to do something you really don't want to do and maybe you shouldn't do. It may hurt you. It may be used by friends that'll try to bribe you to come and do something with them that wasn't right. We need to be very careful about the wrong kinds of flattery. It will hurt. These flattery can be harmful to us. Now, how can we detect flattery? All right, here's where you need to learn this. This is very important. How can we detect flattery when someone speaks to us? And how can we prevent from being deceived by that flattery? Number one is this. We need to be able to identify flattery. Be able to identify it. Ask yourself some questions like this. Why is this person saying nice things about me? Now, that's a good question to ask yourself. Why is this person saying nice things about me? Is it just because they are a complimentary person and they're always friendly and they're always cheering up everybody and trying to say nice things to cheer us up? Or is it because they're trying to get something from me? Ask yourself those questions. What is he trying to get from me? I want to read a paragraph that I found on the web that talks about how teachers often do this, and it is very common in our world today. And you'll see this as I read some of this. It says, some teachers use flattery as a means to increase personal followings. Leaders desiring to attract a crowd sometimes water down their message until the gospel is reduced to a little more than a God-tainted self-improvement program. What a way to put it. And they pepper their talk with cheerful verses and illustrations designed to make their hearers feel better about themselves and about the teachers. There is much talk about discovering one's potential and developing personal greatness. This is nothing more than flattery intended to create popularity for the speaker and his or her message. It sells books, media time, and it often bears little resemblance to the message Jesus proclaimed. I thought that was well stated. You know, there's a lot of that going on. A lot of books that are popular today. They're selling and popular because they make you feel good. They say things that build you up, but they aren't necessarily biblical. And we need to be very careful about that we don't fall for things just because it makes me feel good. I always enjoy that because it makes me feel good. And when I ever listen to him or when I see that or when I read that, it just pumps me up inside and I feel better. Well, be careful because it may be flattery that is leading you the wrong way. We need to be careful that it is truly biblical. So the first thing we can do to avoid this or prevent it in our lives is to be able to identify it. Now, how can we actually avoid it? Well, a wise person will learn to recognize it and separate from flattery. And he separates flattery from sincere compliments. Right? We need to be able to discern the difference between flattery and a sincere compliment. Because there's nothing wrong with a sincere compliment. But we need to be careful that we can discern between the two. Because the sincere compliment can be beneficial, the flattery can be very harmful. A person giving sincere compliments has nothing to gain by them. He's got no hidden motives. Having a realistic, humble opinion of ourselves so that you can spot flattery right away as being false. That's a big one. You know, if someone comes up to me and said, "Boy, you look like Atlas. Man, you look like you could carry the world." And I think, "Who are you looking at, man?" Not me, certainly. You know, look at these scrawny little muscles. This isn't me. I mean, those kind of comments that's kind of an exaggeration, but you know what I'm saying. If someone says something about you that you deep down inside know just plain isn't true, it's probably flattery. It's probably flattery. And so we need to be able to watch that and spot that. We need a humble opinion of ourselves so that we don't, when someone says that, they don't say, "Oh, yeah, me. Yeah, that was me. Thought that was the way I looked today." Now we need to be careful because they're pulling us into their trap. And so be very wary of that. Now, also consider the source. Is it from a person of the opposite gender? And are they trying to sensually lure me in the wrong way? Is it from a salesman that is trying to lure me into a sales trap? Who is saying these things about me? Who are saying these compliments to me? What is this? What's the reason for that? And if you can sense that, it'll help you to see whether it's genuine and sincere or whether it is someone trying to gain your approval so that they can take advantage of you in some way. So we need to be very careful that we're able to spot that, and it'll help us if we can do that. If the compliment is coming from the opposite gender, we need to ask ourselves, Is this the kind of a thing that a truly godly person would say? All right, if somebody says to you, you look nice today, well, there's nothing wrong with that. But if they say something that's a little bit off color to compliment you, you say, is that the kind of a thing that a godly person would say? Probably not. Maybe they're after something that isn't right. All right? So we need to be observing on that so that we can see those kind of things. And again, the purpose of the message tonight is not so that we suspect every single person that compliments us. You know, we don't need to go around with this phobia that somebody's going to say something about me that isn't true and I'm going to fall for it. But at the same time, we do need to be aware. We need to be able to discern and make right choices and to be able to avoid problems. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse number 3 says, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. The simple pass on are punished. Proverbs 22 verse 3. Catch that verse, a very good verse. The prudent man foreseeth the evil. Foresee means he sees something coming. He foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. He says, if I go that way, if I listen to that, if I fall for that, if I buy that, what's going to happen? I'm going to regret it. He foresees the evil and hides himself. He says, nope, not for me. He foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. The simple person, the ignorant person, or the foolish person just says, oh yeah, that sounds good. I like that. You think I'm cool? Good. I like that too. And whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. And he passes on and he gets himself into big trouble. And he's punished. So, very good verse that applies to this, Proverbs 22, verse 3. Now, when you suspect flattery, don't be fooled. All right? Don't be fooled. Do not let the flattery lure you into the trap. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 10 says, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they're luring thee, if they're flattering you, don't listen. Don't consent. Run the other way. Don't listen if you can sense that it is flattery. Stay away from that. We need to stay away from people that flatter. You may have to be rude sometimes. You know, I know that some people in business, they're working with people and they're around people that are flattering them for the wrong reasons. And sometimes you just plain have to be somewhat rude and just say, no, I don't want to talk to you today. You know, just don't say those kind of things to me anymore. Well, you got to be kind of blunt sometimes. Now, I'm not saying we should be going around trying to be mean or unkind or blunt, but sometimes you have to for your own protection. So you need to use discernment. You need to be careful and not to listen to things that will hurt you in the wrong way. Proverbs 20 and verse 19 says, he that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that therefore meddle not with him that flattereth with his words. He says, don't be around him. Don't meddle with him. Don't spend time with him. Get away from him that flatters with his words. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse number 19. Then one last thought on the subject that can be of help to us is do not flatter others yourself. We can't fall into the same trap. You know, we've been looking all evening about don't let people flatter you or trap you or deceive you. But we could do the same thing. We need to be very careful. Don't get involved in that. We need to stay away from that. Proverbs chapter 24 and verse number 28. Proverbs 24, verse 28. Proverbs 24, 28 says, be not a witness against thy neighbor without a cause, and deceive not with thy lips. The word deceived there is the word flattery. Do not flatter with your lips. Proverbs 24, 28. So God is flatly telling us that flattery is not right. We are not to be involved in that. Flattery is a form of deception. It is a lie to get others to do something you want them to do. And flattery is sinful and we should not be involved in it. So we need to be very careful to guard ourselves against using flattery with other people. So it's wrong to flatter and it's also dangerous to be flattered. So tonight we've looked at what the Scripture says about flattery and how we need to be on guard and how many people use it for wrong motives, maybe for immoral people to try to lure you into their trap. or it's a salesperson, or it's someone else that is using flattery for some evil way or some false purpose to try to deceive you and pull you into something that you don't want to get into. So we need to be very careful about that. Flattery is one of the many lies used by the sinful human nature to promote self and selfish agendas. God wants us to be alert to flattery so that we are not deceived by it. God wants us to stay close to Him so that we won't fall into the sinful means of self-promotion. Stay close to God. You know, that's the best thing any of us can do for protection, is to stay close to God. 1 John 1 talks about walking in the light. We need to walk in the light with the Lord. If you're in the light with the Lord, it'll protect you from the dangers that are around us. Evil people don't like to be in the light. They love darkness rather than light. They'll stay away from the light. So the closer we stay to God, the closer we walk with Him, the more we spend in the Word, the more we understand the Bible, the more we act and dress and look and speak like we are walking in the light with Christ, the more we'll push away the evil that will lure us into the wrong ways or try to trap us. And so we need to stay close to God. You know, as I mentioned earlier, and I want to make sure it's clear, this does not mean that we should never compliment others. It simply means that we must make sure that our compliments are always pure, our motives are always pure, and our compliments are always sincere. If our motives are always pure and our compliments are always sincere, then they're not evil. They're not used in a wrong way. And so complimenting each other can be good. It's a good thing to do, you know, to encourage people. You know, I appreciate it when someone compliments me. You know, when they say, oh, I appreciated that message today. Well, that's, I can take that as a compliment. That wasn't them saying, oh, something to try to bribe me into something. Or if someone says to you, I like that shirt you got on today. That looks nice. Well, if it's done in a sincere way, that is good. We need to have more of that. We need that encouragement. But at the same time, if it's done with the wrong motives for a wrong reason and it's not sincere and it's just flattery, it's just a bribe, it's just something on the surface to try to get you to like them so that you can fall for whatever they want you to do, you need to be careful about that. That's very dangerous. Our world is full of that kind of lies and deceit all around us. We need to be on guard. And so God gives us these verses to help us, to guide us, to instruct us, to warn us, and to lead us in the right direction. So let's let God have His way.